My body and mind are always in the forefront, and I am constantly trying to fix either of it, and hence there is hardly any scope for the light to show up, or you know, to remember about consciousness.
Yes.
So how do I, so then my question is, how do I how do I get, I know that consciousness is there, okay, it's not gone, but how do I get that in the forefront?
It is in the forefront. What makes you think it's not in the forefront?
Because I don't have the remembrance of it. All I remember is I need to fix my body or I need to fix something.
So they have to change your remembrance now. How much you remember your diet? Uska aadha. Achha, 1/4 chal. Chalo, 1/10. 1/10 of the memory, mind power that you give the diet, give to consciousness. And you will see the result. People keep telling me this, that I can't remember consciousness. And all. But other things, they are compulsive, manic, manically compulsive about. I say, uska 10% hi the daal do yaar. I say, pati ke upar jitna dhyan rakhte ho, uska 10% idhar daal do bas. Pati, bacche, body, sab jagah pe dhyan jata hai. Wo nahi bhulta hai. Ye, are, ye jini bhul gaya main. 3 din se mere ko thought hi nahi aaya.
Actually, interestingly, aaj hi acting mein ek lesson mein tha ki, truth cannot be learned. Truth can only be recognized. That's it.
Yes.
It can only be recognized.
Correct. As already being existent, it is already so. That means who you are is already so. It has to be recognized. That's why I say it's already in the forefront. But our attention is not in the forefront. Our attention is in the background.
As a first stage of remembrance,
yes.
Getting my, remembering about my consciousness, what would you say? Maybe you've said it before, but I'm asking
again. Sure.
You know, what is it that I, what is the first step I will have to do to at least devote some percentage of my mind remembering about the consciousness I am?
So, do you know that you're conscious in this moment? How do you know that?
Because I'm listening to you. I know what is happening around me.
So if I ask you just now, forget about even listening to me. If I ask you to check in this moment, are you conscious? How will you check?
I can see, I can breathe.
Okay.
I know I'm here.
Do you need a thought process to know that you're here? You just know that you're here. Don't you? There's no debate here. I know. Can anyone change your mind that you're not here? You know that I am. I exist. I am here. So that knowledge of I am and I am here is not a thought knowledge. It's a consciousness knowledge. It is consciousness that knows it is here. I am. Main hoon. Ye kaun, ye kisko pata chal raha hai main hoon? If somebody asks you, do you exist? How would you know that you exist? How do you know that? You're pretty certain, right? ये सर्टेनिटी आती कहां से? ऑफ कोर्स आई एग्जिस्ट. नाउ इफ यू आस्क एन अनकॉन्शियस मैन दैट थिंग, इफ द मैन इज अनकॉन्शियस, ही कैन नॉट से आई एग्जिस्ट. सो व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द अनकॉन्शियस एंड द कॉन्शियस? विद लाइट. देयर इज अ लाइट विद इन अस व्हिच नोज. Right? If I go unconscious, the knowing is shut down. But when I am conscious, there's something that knows everything. That knows my thoughts, knows my feelings, sensations, body, perceptions. It knows everything. What is it that knows everything? That is the light of consciousness. That is the knower of all things. Without that, life cannot even be experienced. Life ki shuruaat hi nahi ho sakti. Life is what? Knowledge of experience. Zindagi mane kya? Alag alag anubhav hote na. But if consciousness is not there, how would you experience anything, including having a body? How would you even know you have a body? You can't know that. How do you even know you have a thought? You can't know that. So what is it that knows that there is a thought? What is it that hears these words? Now that which is hearing these words in this moment is not thought. Thought cannot hear words. It is consciousness which is hearing the words. Right?
Yeah.
Who else could hear these words? Consciousness ke alawa, ye shabd kaun sunega? Nobody. Aur kya consciousness ke alawa tumhare paas hai mind, thoughts. A thought doesn't, it's a dead thing. It can't hear. Hearing can only be done by the light of consciousness. So slowly what we discover through meditation, through reading, through remembrance is I am not this thinking mind is not me. I am the one that is conscious of the thinking mind. Because the thinking mind needs consciousness, right? Otherwise thinking mind kya karega? Is the computer anything without electricity? So similarly, you are nothing without consciousness. You as in the body mind is nothing without the light of consciousness. When consciousness is present, everything is lit up. Ah, here I am. Oh, I am so great. But what is it that is saying, here I am so great, or whatever statement? Who is making the statement? It's the light. So that light is your true nature. You asked earlier about self-worth. Your self-worth can only be found from there, not from this flickering body-mind. If you start joining and connecting there, that I am that, I am not this, I am that, then your self-worth issues will be solved. But if you are basing self-worth on your body-mind mechanism, you'll always have trouble with self-worth. Because these two are never going to be perfect. Did that answer your question? Did that help?
Yeah. So basically, whenever I'm stuck with all the stories of my past or future, whenever I'm planning for my future, I am basically in an unconscious state.
Yes. You've basically forgotten who you are.
Yeah. Yes. And I need to drop from that state of mind and always remind myself and come back to consciousness.
Who is thinking about the future? Ask the question, who is worried? Can I find the person? Is there a small person here who is worried? Who is worried? Who is watching all this?
Me, who is doing?
What do you mean me? When you say me, what are you referring to? We use the word very casually. Is there such a thing as me? When we refer to me, when most human beings refer to me, what are they referring to?
Me as in stellar.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Me as in this body-mind person.
Yeah.
That's me, right? So that has to be discussed, examined and dismantled. The false me. What am I really? Who am I really? What do I mean by me? What is the false information I have here? What is the true information I need? Because the true you, the consciousness, gives a damn about this body. It gives a damn about your diet and your promotion. It couldn't care less. It is the false me that is in the state of terror and lack and need, and it must have this and must have that. And that is the false me. The true you, far beyond this stuff. It laughs at this. बोल जो भी आ रहा
है. When you just said about this, the real me, you know, then everything that's connected with me, like whether it's my, you know, family, my son, or all my desires, or my ambitions, you know, all of them just look very meaningless.
They are, pretty much.
But then in a way that sounds very scary, and it sounds very hopeless also, because you've kind of
No. Your desires are scary and hopeless. What I'm telling you is not scary and hopeless.
No. Sorry. I didn't mean that.
Main samajh raha hu. Sorry, man, bol. You don't realize that what you are arguing in favor of, which is your desires and dreams, that is very scary and totally hopeless, because nobody has got anything fulfilling them. So what your ego is saying, your GD is saying, is scary. No, it's the upside down truth. Your mind and what it wants is seriously scary. Because it will crucify itself trying to get there, and in the end find nothing. So I feel your life is scary. Yeah. And you are saying you find the truth we are speaking here, that is scary. No, that is freedom. When this world and everything in it becomes light-hearted for you, that is freedom. Which doesn't mean you don't enjoy your son, or friendships, or anything. But it's very light-hearted. There's nothing serious left about life. बोल जो भी आ रहे.
No, ऐसे मुझे लग रहा है कि ये conversation इसके पहले भी हुआ है करके.
Oh yeah, this conversation happens for years and years and years until it lands properly. So we should not even mind that it has happened before. It's fine. I don't mind at all. Because I also know how many times I had to hear it. Teacher keeps patiently, you know, explaining in different ways until it lands. Until we give up our defense. There is a defense system which doesn't want to hear this now. Right? But ye dheere dheere ye defense girte rehta hai. Some pieces keep falling out, you know, and suddenly something goes in. But that was a beautiful thing, this, that it's your dreams and desires which are very scary. Because they will take years of effort and give you anda. Correct, no? Boiled anda.
Nice.
Why would you seek happiness in the future when you could have full happiness in this moment?
Yeah.
Right? But that is the ego's chief strategy. Push the damn thing ahead. With the carrot and the donkey story, you know, push it ahead. And chase. Phir dekho sapne videsh ke. You think it's heaven, all those future dreams, they're hell. Because they create hell in this moment. Every time you think, I don't have that, I still don't have that, I'm still not gone abroad, I'm not sure, I'm still confused. You're creating hell every moment, expecting some future heaven. Yeah? It's a fool's game. Why would I be in hell in this moment dreaming of heaven in the future? I can be in heaven now. All I have to do is give up this silly mind. Come on, you feel free to argue with it, it's okay. It's scary.
No, not anymore.
No. 35 years I did that. Is it scary to admit that you've been wrong?
Yeah.
It's also freeing, no?
Yeah.
Chalo, achha hua, sab galat tha. Chhod dete. Khatam karo. Kya soch rahi hai?
If I want to drop my investment that I'm doing right now in all the other stuff and invest in remembering that I am in this present moment,
yes.
You know, is that all that it is required? Is that
pretty
is
much?
That all?
Pretty much. Maybe I didn't understand your question.
Maybe even I'm not able to...
You're trying to create a deal with me, some kind of deal. Okay, what will I have to do? What will I get? What will I have to give up? And can we draw the papers and set a timeline? And within that timeline, kitne time mein mujhe iska wo, you know, gratuity, maturity, whatever. Then
yeah,
maybe I'll sign it. Yeah.
Process management.
That's what I do every day and day out. I have to have a...
Yes, sweet. I can see it. I can see your mind. It's okay.
And set a timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, for me that
is... You're right. Maybe I'm heading in the same direction.
It's all hell. Mind is only hell. Basically. Bottom line. Thinking is hell. Wanting is hell. Needing is hell. Desiring is hell. It's all hell. That's why don't come here. I will dismantle everything. Mind is only hell. Thinking, thinking, thinking all the time, thinking. What the hell are you trying to achieve with that? Imagine you have legs which don't stop moving. Even when you're sitting, they keep walking. Okay? Right? Imagine your legs are walking even now while you're sitting. How idiotic it would look, and you're sleeping at night and the legs are still walking. You would say, ye toh satak hi gaya hai. But our mind does the very same thing. And we don't say we are insane. But your mind is insane. All our minds are insane. Working the whole day, are you accomplishing what? So we are insane. Now any decision we take, whether you want a promotion or you want to go abroad, insane mind कैसे sane decision लेगा? ले ही नहीं सकता वो. उसकी हर एक move insane होगी. But if your mind was silent, it could, if you could quieten, if it would have moments of great stillness, it would know what to do. The mind would make sane choices and decisions. So, forget about enlightenment and all, come to sanity. And sanity requires a certain amount of stillness, a certain amount of rest. Yeah? That when you are sleeping, your legs should not move.
I think quietening your mind is like a necessity.
Yes.
More than thinking of enlightenment.
Yes. Yes. Everybody is insane, so don't feel too bad. It's okay. Sab pagal. Puri manushya jati pagal. Chinta nahi karne ka. Sab bhag rahe. Kidhar bhag rahe? Pata nahi hai. Sab bhag rahe. Subah se shaam utke chalu jate. You know, COVID has got us trapped in the house. Everyone's running more in their mind now. Still running. in time. So that is hell. Mind is hell. Future is hell. We believe that if we don't have future, we can't have happiness. You want your future, right? I don't want the future. I don't care about the future at all. I don't need time. Why would I need time? Time is obviously to fulfill whatever is missing, right? All your pending desires. Bottom line, basically our whole life is hell. In polite language. In subtle terms. Without hurting anybody's feelings. Hehehehe